Okay. Chag Atzmut Sameach, Yom Atzmut Sameach. What is going on here? Why is it that we are celebrating Yom Atzmut and so many religious from Jews that believe in God and believe in Torah and believe in Geula and Mashiach are not celebrating today? What is the machloket about? What are we disagreeing about? What are we disagreeing about? It's what? It's not the full redemption yet. Perhaps. Doesn't everybody see miracles happening today?
No. It depends. One group holds that miracles are considered a trick, so we think.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's a small group, there's an opinion of the Satmar Rebbe that this is all a test from God to trick us. Why is God testing us? What is the test? What is the test? Right, the Satmar Rebbe says the test is, will we believe that we can do everything ourselves, or do we recognize that we need Hashem? So he says God's testing us. He's tempting us to fall prey to this idea that, we have an army, that's what's going to save us. We have a great land now, that's what's going to protect us. Okay? But that's not the major opinion. Why is everybody not part of this? What's the disagreement about? They're not sure if this is Geula. Okay, so as far as I know, most of the Gedolim in the world are all saying the Geula is very close. Mashiach is very close. Everybody sees thousands of Jews, almost half the Jews in the world, coming to Eretz Yisrael. Right? Everybody's been talking about for decades already how Mashiach is mamish so close. Right? Lubavitcher Rebbe, all the great Kabbalists, all the Gedolim are saying Mashiach is so close. Everybody sees that the Geula is so near. So why are they not celebrating Yom HaTzmut? What is the disagreement about? Right? Most people don't say it's Maaseh Satan, like the Satmar Rebbe. Most Gedolim say Mashiach is very close. It really is. It's happening before our eyes. But why are they not part of Yom HaTzmut? What is bothering them?
They're waiting for Mashiach to come.
So one part of it is that yes, they see everything's coming very close, but they want Mashiach to come, and when Mashiach, it's going to be miraculous. It's not supposed to be like this. It's supposed to be some kind of big miraculous redemption, and then everything's, and then we'll know that's the Geula. It's true, it's close, but it hasn't happened yet. I agree with you. I think that's part of it, but I don't think that that's the crux of what is bothering them. Why they're not part of Yom HaTzmut. There's something much more troubling that they don't want to be a part of. What do they really not want to be a part of?
Non-religious.
They don't want to be part of a non-religious country. They don't want to be part of an army which is secular. It's true, there are laws in the army that allow you to daven if you need to, and everybody, there's only kosher food in the army, right? And laws that, you know, that ensure that you do not have to transgress any halachot when you're in the army. But you know what? For sure, 60 years ago, to be in the army was a tremendous challenge. It was so hard to be religious in the army. And most religious people that went to the army became not religious. Right? As I could see, for everybody from my uncle's generation, they were from Morocco, everybody there was religious, they grew up in a religious home in Israel, they went to the army, they stopped keeping Shabbos. That's what happened to everybody. So many of the Rosh Yeshiva and Gedolim said, no, this is too secular. We can't be part of this. Not, this army is too secular. This country, the government, too secular. This is bad. We can't be part of it. It's too dangerous. We need to circle the wagons, stay in our yeshivot, learn Torah, be safe, be separate from everybody else. We're not going to be part of this until Mashiach comes. Can't be part of it until Mashiach comes. And it's true. It is dangerous. Even today, it's hard for a religious person to go to the army. Even with all the things there to help you, it's difficult. It's draining, right? It's hard to be in the workplace and be religious. It is challenging. So what are we doing? Isn't it safer, right, that perhaps in Leva Torah we should educate you all, everybody stay in yeshiva the rest of your life, learn Torah, be in an insulated community, and don't be part of the outside. Don't engage in it. It's too dangerous. You could lose it all. It's true, it's dangerous. But what does Hashem really want? What does Hashem really want? How did Hashem create us? So Rav Kook says, let's look at on an individual level. Hashem created us with a body and a soul. Which is more important? Obviously the soul, right? What does the body want? The body wants physical pleasures, eat pizza, hang out with girls, right? Sleep, be honored, right? What does the soul want? The soul wants to connect to God, to feel that ultimate eternal connection of what's real, of what's true, right? That's what the soul wants, right? But, so what's our challenge in this world? What's our challenge? Our challenge is to overcome the temptation of the body, right? And follow the soul and to connect to God, right? The book says wrong. Wrong. I know that's what you learned and that in general makes sense. There's a lot of truth to it. But that is not the ultimate vision that Hashem had in mind. Why did Hashem give us a body? So we could use the body and elevate it to connect to Hashem. So the natural intuition of all the religions in the world, of every person who ever called himself a prophet and wanted to connect to God was, okay, disconnect from the physical. Go out to the desert, meditate, fast, be separate from the physical, and then you'll be holy and then you can connect to God. So if you want to be holy, you have to not be with women and not eat and fast and oaths of silence, and then you'll be holy, then you'll connect to God. But Judaism never said that. Judaism said the opposite. That is the proof that the Torah could have only been revealed by Hashem because it's so counterintuitive to all religious intuitions. The Torah said, no, the holiest thing is to be involved in the physical. To take this body and transform the body into a vessel for the spiritual. If you can do that, then you can truly reveal Hashem in the world. So I want you to open up these baskets of fruit and to say a bracha on it. Right? And to say a brach on it, whatever it is, say a brach on it. And to elevate and use your body as a vessel to connect to Hashem. Baruch Ata Adonino Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri Adama.
Baruch Ata Adonino Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri Adama.
And if you do this properly, your body will be transformed into something holy. Your body is not just a barrier to the soul. Your body is supposed to be a vessel for the soul. And that is why when a child is born, we put a bris milah into his flesh to say, this body will be holy. And when the person dies, we take the body and we respect it because we say, if the person used his body properly, the body became a vessel for the neshama. That is the whole goal of the Torah. And so too, says Rav Kook, in Am Yisrael. What is the vision of Am Yisrael as a nation? Rav Kook says every nation has a body and a soul also. What's the body of the nation? Every nation needs a land, a country, an army, a government, an economy, right? That's the body of the nation that keeps it alive, that gives it reality in this world. And every nation has a soul, has an essence, has a drive, a purpose, right? Many nations believe their purpose is to have beauty, to create perfection, to have lots of money, to have freedom. Am Yisrael, what is our essence? What's the nation of our people? What is the soul of our people? Connecting to God. Torah. Torah is the soul of Am Yisrael. That has been the soul of our people that kept us alive. Any other nation that loses its land and government and army disappears. There's no such thing as a nation wandering through the world. For 2,000 years we haven't had a body and we're still alive. How is that possible? Because we're connected to our soul, to the Torah. But Rav Kook says that is the b'di'evit situation of Galut. The punishment of Galut is that we lost our body. That's not the ideal. We're not supposed to be a people without a body. The vision of Ge'ula is that Am Yisrael is returning to our land. That we are remarrying and reuniting body and soul. That is the ultimate vision of Torah, a person who can sanctify their body and a nation that can sanctify their physical aspect. And that is why Hashem gave the Torah to an Am, to a nation, and said, take this Torah into a land and settle it, and create agriculture, and run an army, and run an economy. That is the goal of Torah. Torah without that has failed in its mission in the world. The goal of Am Yisrael is to be a light unto nations, not to be a group of individual people learning Torah, it's to be a light on the nations. How is it possible to be a nation and run a holy nation? To run a nation and have holy laws? To run a nation and have a holy army that is a role model, a light onto the world? That is our mission in this world, my friends. How is this going to happen? How is this going to come into reality? After 2,000 years of Galut, we don't know how to do this. Originally, that's what our leaders were doing, right? Yeshua was the great prophet of the generation, and he was also a general, a warrior, leading Am Yisrael to battle. He was a great politician, leading all of Am Yisrael to settle the land. But we forgot how to connect these two things. Rav Kook says that is the challenge of our generation. In order to bring God's vision of Torah in the world, that the Torah can sanctify every aspect of physicality, we are the messengers. We have to show the world that it's possible to be fully involved and connected to the physicality of this world and to be holy. Because only we can do that. Only we can show the world that that's possible. And I have something even more important. There are very few Jews that can do that. Of all of Am Yisrael, who is capable of being role models of connecting the physical and the spiritual? My friends, out of all of Am Yisrael, how many Jews are religious? 10% of Am Yisrael knows what Torah is about. The other 9% doesn't have the ruchnius to elevate, to sanctify the physical. And of all the religious Jews, how many religious Jews are not afraid of the physical world?
What do you mean by afraid?
Most of the religious Jews, of the Haredi Jews that are, the religious Jews in the world that know Torah and believe in God and want to bring holiness, are afraid of being involved in the physical world. The Haredim will not go to the army because it's too frightening, it's too challenging. They will not be involved in much of the workplace because it's too dangerous. So they stay separate, and therefore they are withholding their gift of Torah from Am Yisrael and from the world at large. My friends, who can do this? Who can bring God's vision into reality? I turn to you, and I posit that it is a very small, select group of Jews in the world, and you are part of this elite. And it's very important you understand this. I fear that often, many times, you guys in modern Orthodox Jews, we're not the elite, we're not the super religious. They're the religious, and we are, we are less so. We're not as serious then. Chas v'shalom. There is a very unique mission in the world that only you can fulfill. And Rav Kook said that this is how the Geula is going to happen. In the Gemara, there are a bunch of Amoraim sitting around talking about the Geula, and most of them say, I don't want to be there when Mashiach comes because it's going to be too dangerous. It's going to be too physical. The challenge for religious people is going to be too difficult. And only Rav Yosef of all the Amoraim stood up and said, I am willing to be there, and I am willing to sit in the shadow that will be cast by the dung laid by the donkey that Mashiach is riding on. It's going to be so physical and so challenging. The physical is going to suck so many people into it. It will be very difficult to remain holy. But Rav Yosef said, that is our mission. And the Zohar says that Mashiach sitting in his holy chamber in Shemaim says, only those who know the secret of transforming darkness into light will be allowed in here. And that, my friends, I turn to you, is what you are uniquely trained and capable of doing. More than any other group of Jews in Am Yisrael right now. Chabad to some degree also. But not the way that you guys are. That you guys are highly involved in the secular world. Have an excellent secular education from high school and will receive an excellent education in college. Are not afraid of non-religious Jews, not afraid of the secular world. And you've hopefully been imbued, are imbuing yourselves with more and more connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Kedusha, to Torah. You have a unique calling and mission in this world. To reveal Mashiach, to reveal the Geula, to reveal the Torah's mission in this world as only you can. And that is what is happening in Medinat Yisrael in our generation. That we are lucky enough that our souls have been put into the world in this generation, that this is what our calling is right now. After 2,000 years of Galut, this is what we're supposed to reveal, how it's possible to take the army and transform into a holy army, that Medinat Israel will become a role model for the nations with holy laws. There'll be a place that everyone will look to in the world and will say, this is how a nation could live. This is how a nation can have equality and justice and literacy and people that are involved and motivated and making this world, tikkun olam, to a better place. Who's going to do that if not you guys? So in Chutz La'aretz, you could live in Chutz La'aretz and you could be individual role models. You go out to the workplace and you could be, you know, that religious Jew that everyone in the workplace looks to and like, wow, look, that's a mensch. That's what a good person is. That's what Torah is all about. Look at the Torah, look at God, look at this person who doesn't speak Lashon Hara in the workplace, who's honest in his dealings, who's a mensch, who's a good person. Look how he's happy, his kids, the holiness he has in life, how he relates to food, how he relates to women. Look how he has a sense of holiness in his life. Amazing. You could be a role model for individual people. But it is only here in Medinat Yisrael that we are going to transform the world. That we will be not just role models to individual people, that we will show the world as God's original vision and plan is, that will come to fruition, that it is possible to have a holy government, a holy army, a holy economy, a holy justice system. And who's going to do that? It's only you guys that can become lawyers and politicians and economists and psychologists, and only you guys can do that and transform Medinat Israel into a holy place. So I ask you guys, you know, Yom HaTzmut is a time to thank God for the past. Like any birthday, it's a time to thank God for the past. And a birthday is a time to contemplate, what am I going to do the next year of my life? So I ask you guys to think on this Yom HaTzmut. With everything that God gave you and trained you and imbued in you in your life until now, have a unique mission and calling. And Mashiach is saying it is only those that have the capability of transforming this darkness into light that will be revealing Mashiach. We need you here, guys. Am Yisrael needs you here. Chag Atzmut Sameach.
Thank you very much.